And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
Up. Dope.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. It's Tuesday, which means this is a podcast exclusive. Of course, the other episode that comes out today, we're covering the Baylor game. We're covering the Sam Darnold trade. And we have Michael Collins joining us on the TV show. So make sure you check out that other episode from today. But of course, Tuesday means a pod exclusive only podcast. And whenever we have a guest, we have exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Here's more of Michael Collins. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing exclusive content with our guests on the podcast. Now, Michael, you know how it works at ESPN. The executives, they all watch the TV show. You know what they don't do? They don't listen to the podcast. So we can talk about anything we want right now, okay?
Word.
And one of the things I want to talk to you about is your Philadelphia Eagles. What's happening at quarterback? Is Jalen Hurts the future of the franchise?
I believe that Jalen Hurts is the future. I think it's a shame what happened to Doug Peterson, because think about it. As a head coach and as an Eagles fan, I'm going to tell you this straight up. I'm cool with the Eagles sucking for a little bit. Right? I'm still living off of that Super Bowl. It's all good. And here's what Doug Peterson had to do. You got to find out what you got, right? You got to find out, what do I have as a team to actually address the real needs that I have? So as the backlash came about him pulling out Carson Wentz and putting Jalen Hurts in, you found out what you had at a quarterback with Jalen Hurts, which is what the Eagles needed to do. So the question now becomes, where are you going to address the needs? What kind of quarterback are you going to have? Is Jalen Hurts going to be? Are you going to bulk up that offensive line and let Jalen Hurts be one of those guys that can just hang in the pocket until he needs to get rid of it? Or are you going to go for weapons and just go, hey, Jalen, you ain't going to have a whole lot of time, so run for your life, but, man, we got some dudes that can fly. So do whatever you got to do, right? Like, that's where we're at as a team in Philadelphia right now. You know, there's a lot of needs that have to be addressed. And I don't think they're all going to get done this year. So, you know, last year, I'm not going to lie, you know, everybody was freaking out. Oh, man, how are they not going to try to be in the playoffs? If you winning the NFC East last year was winning skinniest kid at fat camp. That's basically what winning the NFC East was. Like, hey, man, you're the skinniest kid at fat camp. You're like, oh, that's awesome. I'm still at fat camp, stupid. Like, is that really a win? Like, nah, that ain't a trophy you showing people. Hey, check it out. Y'all want some more egg salad and barbecue? Like, nah, not really.
Hey, Michael, so obviously for those that aren't consumed with the game of golf the way you are and don't know things intimately the way you've been exposed to them for so many decades of covering the game, from the outside, people don't think golfers have a lot of fun. As somebody on the inside, can you tell us some of the things that you can share that golfers do that actually are fun that we don't get a chance to see in that game?
Bro, right before we got started doing our thing, Patrick Reed, one of the guys who got a green jacket, him and his caddy came running up here and we was goofing off talking about what we gonna do this week. Everybody's talking about Bryson DeChambeau, right? Yeah, like, and we just laughing at all the crazy stuff that's going on around here this week. So Bryson DeChambeau, you know, everybody talks about this dude's the scientist and, you know, who is he like? And this dude every week gets a Bentley to drive. He got a contract with Bentley. And me and him roll in the Bentley at least one day a week so he can tell me about the Bentley that he rolls in. And every now and then I put it on social media. Every now and then I keep it on the download because, bro, you know, I don't want people to be like, why you think you got to be pimping out Mac Daddy and rolling in Bentley with Bryson DeChambeau? Like, I don't need that kind of hate, right? So you would be surprised the stuff. Like, you know, not a lot of people know about Dustin Johnson, but if you talk to Dustin Johnson about boating and free diving and fishing, man, he all in. He is all in. And you wouldn't believe the amount of hip-hop knowledge that Justin Thomas has. You'd be like, hold up, Justin Thomas? Yes, J. Justin Thomas, that little dude is a hip hop head. Brooks Koepka is a sneaker and Jordan fiend. My man lost, and we played, I made him play three holes against me left-handed one time over at Sage Valley. And if he lost, he had to hook me up with a pair of Jordans. And I beat him by, he used my clubs, and I beat him by one stroke on the last hole. That's how good that dude was left-handed. He made me so mad. But he did hook me up with a nice pair of Jordans, though. So he's a sneakerhead. It's bananas, bro. You don't even know. These dudes out here are nothing like you think or see on TV.
But we're not in the course of series. It's always nice to see you sort of bring out the other side of these players and personalities. And you'll be doing that with American Caddy on ESPN Plus. What can you tell us about the show?
Man, it's so much fun. I think there's four episodes out right now. The newest episode is based here around the Masters. And the one before was based in Jacksonville. Man, I got to hit golf shots in Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium, which was crazy. And goof off with them dudes. We do a whole thing about, like, we did some stuff on tacos, but the next one that's coming out, so the four that are out now are fun and good, and it's getting even crazy. It's getting crazier. The next one that's coming out is going to be around the PGA Championship in Kiawa Island. I'm going to get to play a few holes with Colin Morikawa, who's here this week, and me and him are going to goof off and talk about lasers, and there's some very big special guests and surprises. Because here's the deal, what you find out about golf. Golf is in everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you take your favorite sport, guess what? Probably your favorite player, golfing. You're like, what? Yep. Like, even hockey. Like, when they was all on lockdown, think about when the NBA was in the bubble, when the NHL was in the bubble, there was only one thing they was allowed to do outside. So play everybody golf. Started golfing. But, yeah, and everybody was doing it before. So with America's Caddy, I'm basically showing you, yo, these dudes that you get to see on TV, whether it's a celebrity, a musician, or an athlete, like, did you know that they were into golf? And neither did I. So check it out. I'm going to show you, and we're going to sit there and chat and talk about the culture of golf that is kind of underground, that's slowly but surely coming out, you know? But it's the same thing. Like you said, Jalen, you know, golf is one of those sports where a lot of people on the outside look at it and they're like, man, come on, that's literally like, I ain't even trying to do that whole thing. Until you start digging a little deeper, you're like, hold up, that dude plays or that girl plays? And hold up, there's hip-hop in there too? And it's not like I thought it was. And so that's the thing I'm most proud of, is I get to be a voice in golf that nobody's heard sound like me or look like me, have a platform to show people, yo, golf is not necessarily what you thought it was. And I'm going to show you that.
And I'm glad you went there, because your favorite athlete or entertainer, their favorite sport is golf. And the person that many of those people idolize and or look up to, and I would love to get an update if you have one, is about the health of Tiger Woods. Anything you can share?
Nah, I don't have any big updates on Tiger Woods. And trust me, man, I get asked about it all the time. You know, hey, what you hear about Tiger? What you know about Tiger? But I tell people the same thing. Like, job number one for Tiger was just to get home. And he did that. And he got home. Now, job number two for Tiger is just to chill for a while. And when I say a while, I mean 8 months. This news needs to just chill and work on rehab for 8 months. And that rehab means being able to walk unassisted. Ain't got nothing to do with golf. You know, because if we're being honest, and you know that's how I am, Tiger don't owe us another shot. He don't owe us one more shot. Everything Agreed. He's done for golf, everything that he's done for the sport, he don't owe us a shot. You know what he owes us? He owes us a long life and happiness with his kids, and hopefully in the future his grandkids. So if 10, 15 years from now, him and Charlie can tee it up in the father-son, and that's the only time we see him play golf, cool. I'm cool with that. As long as he's still around and sticks his head out every now and then, like, what's up, y'all? We still going to be playing this golf. You should check out. So I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
Me
so
too.
If I don't hear nothing about Tiger until there's a video of him walking all by himself, cool. Do what you need to do to make that happen first.
Preach.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, because you do have boots on the ground, is in the wake of some of the voter suppression laws in Georgia and then Major League Baseball taking the All-Star game out of Atlanta, what does it sort of feel like in that regard around the Masters this year?
It's a couple of things. Number one, a 23-year-old kid, Colin Morikawa, man, he was so eloquent in his press, in his presser yesterday, the other day. And he goes, even if they try to take the tournament away from Augusta and put it somewhere else, well, does that get the conversation going? Wouldn't it be better if the conversation continued and the golfers got to talk about it? Now, you're talking about an Asian American kid at 23 years old, smart enough to say something like that, that it's all about the conversation, not about taking stuff away. Now, there is some irony there when it comes to Major League Baseball taking the All-Star game away from Atlanta. The commissioner, member here at Augusta. Now, the big question is, yeah, now, okay, you're going to take the All-Star game away from Atlanta. Okay, move it to Colorado. You showing up this week? You going to be a greeter? You know, what does that say? You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to take the All-Star game away from Atlanta, you better not be walking around here wearing that green jacket. You know what I mean? And I'm just saying, and the only reason I'm saying that is because it's a bad look. Like, you can't be the commissioner. Now, here's the flip side of that. The flip side of that is this place. This place, how should I put this? I guess the easiest way to put it is, if this place said to the commissioner of baseball, hey, if you're a member here, here's what your job is this week. And if you don't do it, you might get a goodbye letter because it's only a one-year membership every year. So, you know, you either getting an assessment or you're getting a thanks for being a member at Augusta. Good luck in all your future endeavors. So, you know, he might have a decision to make when it comes down to it. Now, I think times have changed a lot, even around here. And I mean, Augusta National is doing a lot of really good things for the community, you know. And when you think about, like, Augusta National starting a golf program at a HBCU that never even had a girls' golf team to begin with. Like, they put enough money in there that they were like, well, now we got to start a girls' golf team. We never even had one before. So, you know, there's flip sides to every coin. But it is kind of ironic that the commissioner of baseball took the All-Star game away from Atlanta and yet is a member here at Augusta. So is he going to show up and walk around this week, or is he going to stay away to be like, well, I can't be there either?
Wow, that's a great point. Well, we definitely appreciate you joining us, my brother. You know how much we love you. Don't take so long to join us again, man.
Hey, it's been let me too take long. Something. I'm saying, y'all have no idea how much I love y'all and pay attention to what y'all are doing. And you'd be surprised how many dudes out here do as well. So I'm saying, you have my number. Don't tempt me because I'm that guy. When you tell me, holler at you, I'm going to be at the door knocking. Hey, yo, there's a tournament this week. We talking again? What's up, yo? It don't got to be a major. We play golf a lot. What you want to talk about? We talk basketball, baseball. I'll talk whatever you want. I ain't scared.
Done and done.
Appreciate you so much, MC. America's Caddy on ESPN Plus. That's where you can see him. Thank you so much.
Anytime, fellas, anytime.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, before I move on, a couple things I want to mention. First, baseball is back, and so are your favorite teams and players. Catch the best of the bigs all season on ESPN Plus with more than 170 live MLB games featuring every star and every team in the league. Sign up now at ESPNPlus.com/baseball. And when you're not watching baseball, you can still listen to the Baseball Tonight podcast with Buster Olney. Buster gives you the scoop from ESPN insiders, players, managers, and voices from all across the sport. Weekdays throughout the season, follow the Baseball Tonight podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. I want to thank Michael Collins for coming on. I'm sure he'll come back. Jalen, a couple things I want to discuss with you, sir. There was a big game last night that kind of went overlooked in the National Basketball Association. The Dallas Mavericks, without Kristaps Porzingis, beat a team with the best record in the Western Conference, the Jazz. The Mavs now have 5 straight wins. And you know I root for drama and I root for chaos. The Mavs are right now in the seventh seed, I believe, looking at a play-in game. Could the Lakers end up there if things keep trending this direction?
Yes, look at their schedule, fam. And it gets tougher, not easier, with AD and or LeBron being out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're already falling below the fourth spot, okay? Yep. I believe
in the five
that's
right
in,
now.
Right, that, so that's already happening. So now you in that 5, 6, 7 space. And when you do that, you're a potential team that could be involved in the play-in versus great players around the league, like a Luka, who can have a special night and eliminate you.
If the Lakers were to fall, they would likely play a team like the Warriors, the Spurs, the Grizzlies, the Pelicans, something like that. And the Warriors, I don't know if you've been paying attention, Jalen Rose, but they're going through it right now. It's Steve Kerr said they need to do some soul searching. Draymond Green says he's not excited about trying to get into a plan. Steph Curry's yelling at people like I've never seen him yell at people before in his career. What do you think is happening with Golden State?
What I think is happening with Golden State is they're not the favorite. They're not a contender. They're not going to win a championship. And they're trying to rediscover their identity because it got lost last season. They were a franchise, as they even boasted, and rightfully so, did things that made them light years ahead of everyone else. They had the Splash Brothers. Draymond Green was ascending. Kevin Durant came to play with them. Andre Iguodala was Finals MVP. Sean Livingston, like, they were pressing all of the right buttons. Last year, when Klay was injured for the season, and then all of a sudden Steph got injured for the year, that became a tank year. And when you do tank, you saying, we're going to now draft Wiseman because he's going to help extend the dynasty like Kawhi did in San Antonio. That young guy that can be a building block for some veterans that had already won a championship together. And now as I look at the Warriors play on a nightly basis, you're going to see a lot of people comparing Steph Curry to Dame Lillard. Because Dame Lillard is charged with leading his team to the playoffs, and he's done that every season except his rookie year. Whether C.J. McCollum was healthy or hurt, whether Nurkic was healthy or hurt, whether LaMarcus Aldridge was there or not, whether Melo was there or not, Dame has been a constant showing that he's an elite player, that because you have him, you're a playoff team in the West. What people are now going to start saying about Steph Curry, and yes, he is a better player than Dame Lillard, a more accomplished player. If I had to say the best point guard in the league, I would say Steph is first. But that doesn't take away from him now being charged with leading his team to victories, even if Klay ain't healthy. And how they're getting the brakes beat off of them, losing by 61 without Steph and Draymond, losing at Atlanta. It seems like they're a team that don't want to be in the play-in. So it's like they're in a weird space between not trying to really get in the playoffs, but not necessarily trying to tank.
Well, they've got a really interesting wrinkle coming for them. Is you remember the D'Angelo Russell trade that brought Andrew Wiggins and a couple picks, and one of those picks is a 2021 top three protected pick. So if Minnesota gets it through the lottery, 1, 2, or 3, they keep the pick. However, if they land at 4 or 5, and, you know, we're going to do our draft prep as we get closer, but it seems like there's a group of 5 players that are sort of the tier one of this draft. And then there's some other prospects that make up tier two. We get in the late first round, second round, tier three. But these 5 sort of like franchise-altering, 5-star, big-name prospects, one of them could end up on the Golden State Warriors. And as you mentioned, the sort of the window of Wiseman extending the franchise, and with everyone else, with Klay and Draymond and Steph getting the max deals and Wiggins getting max money, and sort of like, what do they do? What kind of rookies can they bring in? You have Wiseman in the building already. But imagine if they end up with a number 4 pick or a number 5 pick, and they end up with Mobley or Kuminga or Jalen Green. I think Suggs and Cunningham will probably be gone by then.
that makes it really interesting. So there's going to be a lot of drama and a lot of Golden State Warriors watching lottery night with a lot on the line. Be a lot of interested people watching lottery night this year. There's going to be a lot of drama there. And Jalen, it's time for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day. You know, the executives don't listen to the podcast. There's certain things we can talk about that we can't talk about on the TV show. And now this one, you know, I say don't get fired a lot, but this one, I really mean it. Don't get fired. Okay. Don't get fired. Don't get us canceled. I got three kids. I got bills to pay.
Okay.
I think we just have to recognize what happened with Paul Pierce.
Yes, we do. Definitely.
We have to recognize. That you worked with him closely on Countdown. We all know what happened over the weekend. Now that you had some time to be distant from it, get a little perspective on the events that occurred on his Instagram Live, how do you feel about it?
I'm glad that we are the kind of show and the kind of personalities that acknowledge things and take them head on and don't avoid topics. And don't force topics. So this is a topic that a lot of people can learn from. So gather around, boys and girls, get out your pen and paper. Paul Pierce is my brother. When he got drafted into the NBA, I think in 1996, he basically stayed with me in Los Angeles. Of course, that's his hometown. But I mean, getting up, breaking bread. I was in the league, playing ball at UCLA. Him, Ty Lue, so many players, everybody that's played at UCLA. We've been 1,000 since that period of time. For you young whippersnappers that don't know, Paul Pierce, like many of us, has dealt with professional tragedy in his life. One of those things is there was an incident at a nightclub where he got stabbed over 10 times. He actually came back and played basketball that year, which is just truly remarkable that A, he was still living, B, that he was able to still play, and then go on to play and have a Hall of Fame career. It's important for me to set the stage. So when we as players decide to retire, a lot of times it's not our choice. The league does it to you. Me in Phoenix, him with the Clippers. We didn't know when we first started those were going to be our final years. But those stats happened. Those DMPs took place. But you know what else? Those checks still cash too. And that's what being a veteran is all about. Sometimes your contribution isn't just on the court. And Paul Pierce is a legend. Terrific offensive weapon, finals MVP, went toe-to-toe with Kobe, Lakers in the finals, Celtic great, numbers in the rafters. People better make sure they put some respect on his name. As I looked at the video, a few things came to mind. Imagery and reputation. And this is really important, everybody. Because freedom of speech ain't free. There's never been a time in your life that something that came out of your mouth couldn't possibly have a consequence. I don't care if you were in elementary school, middle school, or college. The tongue is the mightiest organ besides your heart to be on the body. And if your public persona, your image, your reputation, if we were going to look at music per se. Will Smith has a different reputation than Luke Skywalker, Luther Campbell. They both are artists. They both are entertainers. But as Will continued to ascend, his brand was parents just don't understand. His brand was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Luther Campbell's brand was, hey, we want some. His brand was parental discretion is advised. And so there's room for both human beings to be true to themselves, be true to their art, and also express themselves for their public and for their families. Remember, as a public figure, you're not just carrying your name. So the things that Will does and the things that Luther does, their uncles, their aunts, their cousins, their kids, their significant others, will also be asked about. It just comes with the territory. And so what I saw is Paul Pierce did nothing illegal. Smoking, drinking, legal. The dancers, legal. They weren't forced to be there. They seemed to be having a good time. He was at a poker party. I don't know if he was hosting or guesting. I didn't see anything illegal. Morally, this is where I think he got an email from the Disney Corporation. That is not something that their brand supports.
No.
Usually, when you think of Disney, you think of family, friendly, kids, the amusement park, Minnie and Mickey Mouse, things that Jacoby would do with his wife and kids. Disney, it's a family-friendly brand. And since he was the one IG living it, not someone else. And let me do this distinction. Anybody that's followed me on this show, followed Jalen and Jacoby for the last 10 years, you know I'm keeping it 1,000 right now. And I always talked about how mainstream America, corporate America, vilified, in particular, black and brown people for smoking marijuana, broke up families, ruined communities, and then turned around and legalized. Just think about that for a second. The same thing, and you know where I'm going, Jacoby, as the host for this program, by the way, everybody, actually met at Stroker's Adult Entertainment Club in Atlanta. That's where Jalen and Jacoby first met. Here's the fork in the road of morality where I think Paul got in trouble with Disney, my brother who I love, who did nothing illegal. We got to make sure that when these things happen, we're not so quick to cancel or vilify or judge someone else, because many of the people, majority of the people that saw Paul's video were looking for an invite. They're looking for an invite. There are more adult entertainment clubs in the city and state that you now are listening to this show than colleges. So this idea that we're going to vilify dancers, vilify strippers, but then turn around and make pole dancing an Olympic event is a mockery to me. It's laughable. What I believe got him in trouble with the fine print of the contract, and this is where I need my brother, corporate Jacoby, to answer and summarize everything that I'm saying. I believe if he's at a poker party and all of the same activities are happening and someone else goes IG Live against his knowledge and all you see is the side of his head like Kawhi at the strip club, or he was laying in the bed not cooperating with the person like Odell Beckham. I believe if it wasn't him holding the phone doing the IG Live, he doesn't get discipline from Disney. That's what I want to believe. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts. And I remember, you know, we signed a contract every once in a while, and there was this new paragraph in there. And I don't have the exact terminology, but it said something like, if talent does anything unbecoming of the Disney, of the community, or the Disney company, you know, then, you know, Disney has the right to sort of, you know, terminate the contract, right? And it's super vague. And I remember talking to my agent at the time about it, being like, what exactly does this mean? And they're basically like, that it's basically kind of like we have the right to refuse service to anyone. You know what I mean? Basically, and I was like, can we get this changed? They're like, no, this is in every single thing. Basically, what they're saying is it's not about doing something illegal. It's not about getting prosecuted and found guilty of something. It is if they feel that your behavior is unbecoming to the company or the community, that it's a bad look. Now, they can interpret that however they want. Now, when you get down to the details of this particular situation, I love Paul Pierce. I obviously don't have the relationship with him that you do, but I think he's an amazing talent, obviously on the court and in media. I think that there's, all right, so there was gambling. Okay, that's not illegal, we're gambling. All right, we're smoking a little weed, probably in California. So recreational is legal out there. Okay, maybe he's got a medicinal card. Drinking, well, that's obviously not illegal. And entertainers, also not illegal. And then there's it being posted on social media, also not illegal. It's the combination of all of it that I could see the powers that be sort of, you know, understanding that it's unbecoming. It's a bad look for one of their talent, one of the people that they put as the force, as the face of the Disney Corporation, ESPN, and the NBA. I'm sure the NBA wasn't too happy to see these either. It's the combination of all those strikes at once, simultaneously. And you do bring up an interesting question, the hypothetical of, well, what if it was someone else at the table that was streaming on IG Live? And I think that does change things, but it might not even blow up depending on the following that person has. But when Paul does it from his own social media account, and they've done trainings. Remember one time they had every single person that was talented at ESPN go to Bristol to have a talking to in the wake of some other events? That they're very, very careful of what we do and don't do on social media and how we represent the brand, because this is no longer you're only representing the brand while you're on the screen. You're representing the brand at all times, and especially on social media. And I believe that it was all of those things which led to our friend moving on from the company and Disney moving on from him. But you know what? You haven't heard the last of Paul Pierce. You haven't heard the last podcast.
Well, here's what I anticipate as somebody that know Paul extremely well. Enjoy working with him on Countdown. And I'm going to, again, stress to everybody out there, freedom of speech isn't free. And there are going to be certain things that all of us, personally and professionally, are asked to abide by in order to try to make our goals happen. In this case, follow me, Jacoby. This is a blessing in disguise for Paul Pierce and the best thing that could have happened for him.
Huh. Explain.
Because the one thing about starting to get older is you are less likely to conform to things that you feel like aren't necessarily your personality. And if he feels like he wants gambling to be his personality, if he wants champagne and campaigning to be his public persona, now he just got off a diving board into that industry. He sure did.
Interesting.
And so, like you said, none of what he did was illegal. So now all of those people who say, hey, what you did, Hall of Fame player, is unbecoming of the Disney network. What percentage of networks across the country, what percentage of corporations or businesses across the country do you feel like that's considered unbecoming?
Not all of them. So there's opportunity for him, especially someone as talented as him. And I just want to put a bow on this and give him a big shout and wish him the best. And I wonder if Monica ever made it over there. Now, Jalen Rose, I'm going to switch gears.
But I have to say this one more time. I'm going to do this distinction. And you said it. It's because he was doing it from his phone. If someone else was doing it from their phone, I would feel dramatically different.
Yeah, I mean, if he was just doing that and someone unbeknownst to him recorded him, I think it would be a very different situation. And I also think it's just it's also a lesson to everybody that social media is all fun and games until it's not. You know, it's all fun and games until it's not. Jalen, I also want to switch gears here because there's been some controversial discussions amongst my heavily vaccinated pickup basketball run on Monday nights. And I know you've played a lot of pickup, but there's this one debate that I want to have with you. Or not a debate with you, that you'll have you chime in on and settle. So we're playing 4-on-4 because the court is small. I like to have a little space to operate. And if the ball goes out of bounds on a baseline, right? Generally, the referee is there, touches the ball, gives the defense a chance to kind of get set, or at least just sort of like just organizes things, just stabilizes things a little bit, make sure we have a real possession, and then hands the ball to the offensive player to inbound. In pickup, if the ball goes through the basket, I feel like you have free range to take it out as quickly as you can, just like you do in an NBA game. However, if the ball goes out of bounds on the baseline, first of all, if the ball goes out of bounds on the sidelines, we're checking up top. That's my personal distinction. Out of bounds on the sidelines, we check it up top. Out of bounds on the baseline, you free to take it out on the baseline. However, in one of our games, it was point game. The ball went out of bounds on the baseline, but most of my team was hovering right around the baseline. They checked it in real quick and started a fast break. Should that be allowed?
No, that's illegal, dog.
Thank you.
I'd have called the police, dog.
What
are we doing here?
Like, I think it was one of my teammates. One of my teammates was like running. He was like behind the ball. You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm in the corner. It was just like, y'all can't just do this. There's a reason.
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah. Thank you, Jalen.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Thank you.
Y'all trying to run game.
So they came down and hit a three to win. And then we started arguing about it. And I'm not the type to, they're all my friends. So I'm not the type to like make a big stink. I was like, all right, y'all can have that game. But just so you know, there's a little bit of honor to this. There's a code to this. You're not allowed to have fast break baskets when the ball goes out of bounds.
No.
And I've noticed a lot of young people do this too. Like even on the sidelines, because I'll play sometimes in other towns or gyms or parks. And I don't really mess with rules in other people's games. But I've noticed that some kids, especially younger kids, they'll take the ball out of bounds on the sideline like real quick, like a soccer. And that's just weird to me.
I ain't rolling. Take a deep breath. Let's hoop. Okay? Let's hoop. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of times if I see that's the scenario, I'll just roll the ball down the middle of the court and check it up top. Because I feel like you should have a chance to set up your defense.
I'll teach you what to do if you want everything to go faster. It ain't rush to take the ball out. It's the time between games.
Yeah.
If you want to save time, that's how you save time. Stop wasting time between games. That's what you do.
The losing team always wants them to check up real quick, and the winning team always wants a break. That's how it always goes. That's how it always goes. Jalen Anthony Rose, it's great to hear from you, but we always want to hear from the people. We say we get the people what they want. Part of that is involving the people. We got a bunch of voicemails today we have to get to. So right now, call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. Give Reggie a shout, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
What's up, gentlemen? This is Kyle out in Berkeley. Shout out, Reg the Ledge. I need a little dating advice from you guys. So I just got out of a 3-year relationship, and I'm just, you know, single, ready to mingle, trying to spread my wings a little. But I've been noticing a change in the dating game on these apps and everything. A lot of people are in these open relationships. There's this new term, ethically non-monogamous. Anyways, the first young lady that I wound up meeting up with on one of these apps happens to be married. So what do you guys think about this idea of exploring romantic relationships with people who are in committed open relationships? Is it too much drama? Is it more trouble than it's worth? Let me know what you guys think. Shout out.
Wow.
I love our show so much.
Great question.
I love our people so much.
So I've got a distinction that I draw here. First of all, I would never kink shame anything that makes you happy romantically, sexually, whatever makes you happy, do that.
But I will make one distinction when it comes to this type of behavior, open relationships, ethnically non-monogamous, whatever you want to call it. As long as everybody's upfront about everything, as long as we're not deceiving each other or lying to each other, I'm completely fine with it. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love, the continued support since day one. This is exactly why I love doing this show. Because these relationships that we now have with our public become personal. And you got to have love for us to call us and actually ask us what he asked us. So I appreciate that. Here's my answer. First off, Jacoby's exactly right. Everybody's got to be upfront about everything. I'm not judging anybody's way they want to conduct their relationships in any way, shape, or form. However, there's certain distinctions that I just learned through trials and errors throughout the game of being a part of the Chamberlain family before I retired and hung up my cleats in the mid-2010s. I'll just tell you something. Number one, when I hear the word married, off limits. When I hear the word married, off limits.
What if they're in an open marriage, Jalen Anthony Rose?
If they're in an open marriage, that means that they still have feelings for each other, right?
Sure.
And therefore, if an entanglement takes place, like we saw with Will and Jada, one person can still catch more feelings than the other. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
The other thing I'll say is, if you just got out of a relationship and you're single and ready to mingle, try not to accept nobody else's baggage. Mm. Right? Just think about it. Like, you should be talking to somebody and it's like new and fun and fresh and light. Not like, oh, heavy. Like, oh, man. Like, whoa. It's a lot happening here. Like, wow. You know, it's intense. The other thing I've noticed, and this is like an old man comment, but it's the truth. It's, I grew up hand washing cars. Now people go to the car wash. I grew up putting things in the oven. Now people use the microwave. It don't mean that I'm better. It just means that I'm used to things taking more time. And sometimes that leads to me having more patience. What I learned about a lot of young people and older people today is that as soon as they're unhappy a little bit about something, they quit. Soon as they're unhappy about something, they leave. Soon as they're unhappy about something, they break up. There's no, like, overcoming turbulence and fighting through adversity. And I say that because that also seems to play out in who people choose to date. It's like this week you're straight, next week you're something else. And that's your right. But that can be tricky for you entering the new dating scene. So I would say enjoy yourself. And if you have grandeur thoughts of being, you know, in an entanglement with a married couple and you think that's gonna make you happy, cool. But I don't think that gets you a girlfriend. Does being a part of an entanglement get you a girlfriend, Jacoby?
Well, let me say this. Let me just pitch this the other way. Just got to have a 3-year relationship. So I think the last thing this dude's trying to do, Kyle, big shout to Kyle and Berkeley, is just jump into something new, right? So if he's just coming out of a 3-year relationship, you don't want to be in another relationship. Maybe you don't want a girlfriend. Maybe a married woman. Maybe a married woman who lives with another dude and has a whole life with another dude and goes on dates with another dude and it just is just looking for romantic entanglements with you. Maybe that's exactly what the doctor ordered for Kyle. Maybe that's exactly what Kyle needs.
Kyle. Listen to me, dog. Listen to me, Kyle. You don't have to get into an entanglement to do everything Jacoby just said. Unless your goal is to be with the couple, not just with one of them, then that's a different conversation. But if your goal is just to be with her, why are you getting a ball and chain in him and a title that's called married if you did just get out of a relationship and you don't want no drama. It seems like that's what you don't want.
Kyle, make sure you follow up with us. I always like the follow-ups because I'm curious to see how this one plays out. We got time for another voicemail. Make sure you call 9580-JALEN and send us your thoughts. Ask us questions about anything. We'll play it on the show just like this.
Hey, I'm Anonymous 282 from Boston. Soft move or boss move? Watching a show that your girl wants to watch with you, but you watch it before her because she falls asleep during every show and you can't keep doing that. And shout out to Reg the Ledge.
This is another great question. I'm guilty. This last week I was watching Below Deck Sailing Yacht. My wife falls asleep like 10 minutes in. I'm invested. But here's what you have to do. You can do it, Anonymous. You can do it. Go ahead and do it. But what you have to be willing to do is watch it for a second time with your lady. You have to be willing to watch it for that second time. My wife is the queen of falling asleep right when we sit down to watch something. The queen of it. She wakes up mad, too, when I wake her up to go to the bedroom. Sometimes she's just mad. I'm like, I don't even do anything. I let you sleep on the couch. So I would say do it, but you have to understand that you might have to watch that a second time.
I'm the person that actually falls asleep because I noticed something about my body clock, and maybe somebody, this will help someone. I don't like to get into the bed unless it's time for me to go to sleep. Sitting on the bed, and I learned this as an NBA player because you do so much traveling and I'm staying in hotels so much, constantly sitting on the bed or laying in the bed a lot of times prevents you from being ready to go to sleep when it's time. So I usually don't like to get on the bed or in the bed for a late night TV watching unless I know I want to fall asleep. Otherwise, I'll sit in the chair or sit on the couch or that type of thing. But Jacoby answered it. You just got to watch it again with your wifey.
Yeah,
but if you're anything like me and you love a movie, you're going to watch it 150 times anyway, so it don't matter.
Yeah. I swear to God, every single time I've ever gone to a movie theater with Jalen Rose, he's ordered way too much popcorn and fallen asleep like while the trailer's playing. I'll never forget when we went to go see the NWA movie straight out of Compton, and we sat down and we were leaving, and you were like, oh, you fell asleep during it. I was like, Jay, you fell asleep for half the movie. He goes, oh, I saw it yesterday. I was like, you saw it yesterday?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I went yesterday. He's like, I just wanted you to see it. It was one of the sweetest things you've ever done. You just wanted me to have the experience straight out of Compton. You didn't want me to go alone. So you just went, took a nap, and then you didn't tell me that you saw it yesterday until after the movie was over. Because you know, if you were like, oh, I saw this yesterday, I'd be like, nah, let's do something else.
You wouldn't want to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't want to go. I know you very well. That was my favorite.
Producers tell me we got time for one final voicemail. We always appreciate when you guys call us at 9580-JALEN. We got time for one more. Let's hear what it is.
Yo, what's up, Jalen and Jacoby? It's your boy, Antoine. Yo, mailman in Chicago. I'm listening to the episode right now, and there's a major distinction between direct messaging and text messaging. Anybody in the world can send you a DM. Only the people that have your phone number stored in their phone can send you a text. That's the difference. As regards to the Kevin Durant, Michael Rapaport situation. But that's really not the reason I'm calling. I'm calling because me and wifey just got married, just had our first kid, and Mother's Day is coming up real fast, and I need to know what to do, fellas. This is going to be wifey's first Mother's Day, so I need some help. Can y'all hook me up, please? I'll let you boy.
I got you, Antoine. First of all, big shout to Antoine. Big shout to Big Crown. Another, I believe Big Crown's in Chicago, mailman too. Big shout to all the mail carriers in Chicago, especially Antoine and Big Crown. Secondly, Sunday, May 9th is Mother's Day. Let me take this one first, Jalen Rose, because I know exactly what you should do, Antoine. It's twofold. She wants to spend some time with her family. She wants to be a mom. She wants to be around the kid. She wants to be pampered and taken care of. So she doesn't lift a finger for breakfast. You take a little trip to the park, get a little lunch for her, have a mimosa or two, And then we've had the family time. Then the second part is the her me time. Get her a little spa day. Get her a little nail treatment. Get her a massage. Just make sure that she gets a combination of real, true, good appreciation amongst the family and also some me time for herself. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
That is terrific advice, Jacoby. And what you said is accurate. You have to plan the entire day, not just moments, and plan for different people in the day. So you plan for the in-laws or the parents, you plan for the kids, and then you plan for her. And so when you get the we time that you know is going to make her happy, you check all of the boxes. And then at that point, about 4 or 5 o'clock, when you know y'all about to have a good dinner, go get you that Jalen juice. Have it on deck. I'm telling you. Your favorite tea, some hot water, some cayenne, some apple cinnamon vinegar, and anything you want to put in it to make sweet. Honey, whatever. I'm telling you, you're going to be a game changer. You're going to be walking around like Frank Thomas says he walks around in his commercial.
Somehow you managed to toe the line of getting us canceled every single podcast exclusive. We appreciate you so much. Appreciate Michael Collins for coming through. Appreciate all of our podcast listeners. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
We're not done. We are not done.